The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Shalene, it's Annette Walter. I just had a 3-hour drive and listened to your podcast all the way through. It is awesome. So helpful, easy to understand, easy to follow, fun to follow, and great tactical tips that you can really implement very quickly into your business. Thank you for sharing all of your ideas. I admire you. I actually joke around with my team that I have a girl crush on you. So thank you for all of your work. At any rate, I just wanted to voice my gratitude and say, keep it going, girl. It is awesome. And I'm very grateful for all you are putting out to the universe.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
I assume most people who listen to the show are familiar with my story, so I just want to give you like a brief recap to set the stage to help you like understand why this is so important to me. So I grew up as a daughter of an entrepreneur, and my father taught all of us how to start businesses, like how to make money, I should say. Like when we were kids, they weren't businesses. They were just little money-making opportunities. Oftentimes, there were things that we could do to help other people, and we could make money doing that, whether that was babysitting or cutting the lawn or helping people around the neighborhood, doing odd errands. Eventually, it turned into me learning how to flip and sell used cars. And I developed this true belief that business was going to give me freedom, probably much like you. All my life, I've really related to the concept and ideals of being an entrepreneur. My husband, Brett, and I have been fortunate enough to have been able to build 7-figure businesses in 8 different industries. That to me is crazy. But there was a point at which we had a major failure on our hands. And honestly, it wasn't a business that we had. It was a partnership. It was a deal that I had created where I was the celebrity, if you will. I hate that term, but you know what I mean? Like that's, I was paid based on a celebrity contract, based on the number of sales from an infomercial, I was paid a percentage. And one of those infomercials failed. And because I was spending so much of my time focused exclusively on killing it in infomercials, when it failed, I'm not even really a partner, I'm just earning a percentage, I realized like, gosh, I don't have any control of this situation. And things were really changing in the marketplace. You know, people weren't watching TV as much. Like social media and digital marketing was really starting to explode. Like people were building huge businesses online. And I did not know how to do that. I had no clue. We had sold tens of millions of exercise DVDs and I didn't have one person's email address. You know, I had a job and I had focused on that so much so that we were really at a loss for what to do next and how to take back control. And that's about the time where I decided, I need to figure out how to start and build an online business. We, Brett and I, need to figure out how to do this. Me being the learner, the person who's obsessed with social media and digital marketing, etc., I dove in deep and I started taking courses, every course that I could find. I was going to live in-person seminars, some of which you've heard me talk about in the past were incredibly expensive when we didn't have any money being made in that area. Like this is a brand new business venture for us with exactly zero in the bank account. Like there were no funds to spend on additional training. But I also knew there was no time for me to try to figure this out and fail myself. I had learned in the past, which is still true today, that when I invest in the right people, when I invest in experts, it's always a shortcut. It saves me time and money. And so even though we didn't have any money, I had to have faith in myself. And I knew I bet on myself that I'm going to learn this stuff and I'm going to implement it because I really care. And I'm going to find and do my research and find the best people to take these seminars from. So I started going to business seminars to learn how to build an online business. The first seminar I went to cost me almost $17,000. And it was amazing. And it was very intimate. And I learned a ton of information about how to become a speaker and how to write a book. But I also learned after spending that $17,000 that that was information I would not be able to use right away. It was information that I needed to learn, but not in that moment. Like, it was the wrong time for me to become an author or even a speaker. There were other things I needed to do first. And I kind of figured that out after finishing that seminar. Now, I saved all the notes and it later served me, but then I still wasn't able to make money. I had more to figure out. I had to figure out, how do I position myself as an expert in this area where I want to build a digital business? Because I didn't want to build a digital business that was fitness related. I wanted to build an online business to help people become entrepreneurs. So the very next thing I did was went to a course from Brendon Burchard on how to become an expert. And that was amazing. And I learned everything pretty much I needed to know about becoming an expert, including really help shaping my mindset, like helping me to get over the fact that we oftentimes talk ourselves out of thinking of ourselves as an expert because there's someone out there who knows more than us, right? It was everything I really needed to become an expert, except that it didn't help me how to understand what I needed to do in order to sell myself as an expert. In other words, I didn't know how to create or launch something. Like, I needed to learn how to sell or package this idea and how do you sell this thing, right? So the next training that I did was Product Launch Formula, PLF, with Jeff Walker. Again, mind-blowing. It was so interesting and so fascinating and exactly what I needed. And eventually, I used that exact system to do my first launch. Now, if you're following along, if you're keeping track, you can see I've already spent a boatload of money and probably more than 6 months of time and investment and, you know, feeling very frustrated and feeling very guilty. Every time I went to Brett and said, okay, I know this seems crazy, but we can't do that thing until I figure out this next piece. And so I would keep looking for the next seminar. And truth be told, once again, after I finished Product Launch Formula, PLF, with Jeff Walker, I realized I don't have an email list. How do I build an email list? Then I started realizing I can't keep going every weekend to these seminars and workshops, etc., because every time I do, I'm further and further behind. And I had attended so many at this point. I'm really just telling you about the ones that I loved and I'm still going to use in the future. But there were lots of them in between each of these that were not as useful, but still took me away from my home. And then I realized that there were courses I could take online. And I was like, oh, godsend, this is beautiful. Now I don't have to spend all this time away from my family. I can go through these courses online at night in my leisure. So I started investing in online courses. I started looking at, like, okay, how do I build freemiums and opt-ins and how do I build an email list? And then took a course on copywriting and then a course on how to create conversions and then a course on how to drive traffic from social media to my opt-in pages and then how to serve people with an email list. So I had to take course after course after course. And after about a year, maybe more like 15 months of this, feeling really guilty and really frustrated, but I also could see that all of this was good information and I'm going to need all of this. And I kept collecting all of this information and realizing, and it was pretty clear to me after I finished each training, like, okay, I'm going to need this at some point. It's just not the time right now. All along, I kept desperately Google searching for a business blueprint, like, and not just a business blueprint, but like, if you're starting an online business, if you're trying to create passive income from scratch, what is the right order you're supposed to do these things in? Because what was happening is I was watching what other people in the space who were successful, what they were doing. And then I would just go and attend whatever seminar I needed to learn, whatever it was that they were doing, not realizing that there was an order to all these things. That if I just done all these things, but in a very different order, I would have started to make money a lot sooner. And I would have saved myself a lot of money. And I would have been able to make the money I needed to take the next course. And because I was always searching for, like, isn't someone willing to be honest and say, like, you know, guess what? You don't need to figure out how to do a fill in the blank, start a podcast, build a YouTube channel, do Facebook ads, do your own launch. You don't need to do any of that or learn any of that until you've done steps A, B, and C. I really was frustrated. I wasn't frustrated with the trainings I was taking. I was frustrated that there was nobody willing to say, like, the trainings I was taking, and no one actually said to me, you know, you don't need that yet. You're wasting your time right now, and you're wasting your focus and your energy. Because let's face it, if you're trying to start something, you probably have something else going, right? And you have limited time, limited resources, and limited energy. You do need to know the right things to do. And because that was such a strain on our existing business, it was such a strain on our marriage, it was such a strain on my energy, and therefore it impacted my family, that it has, since that time, become my mission to help people like you understand that there is a right order to these things. There's a right order. The right steps in the right order will get you there faster. Yes, true. You'll make money sooner. Yes, true. But that's not why I'm so freaking passionate about this. I'm passionate about this because I have met way too many entrepreneurs who have done all the things all at once. And as a result, it has taken a toll on who they are and what was really important to them. It's taken a toll on their marriage, their finances, their relationships, and their personal health. We are a unique breed. We have a lot in common. We're easily distracted. We're excited. We're passionate. We jump in, we take action, and we want to do. And sometimes we think if we just keep ourselves busy and we keep working and we keep doing these things that we know we need and we know that it's important information, that somehow we're going to be successful. But my question is, at what cost? You have a finite amount of energy, a finite amount of physical energy and emotional energy. It is my mission. It is my why. It is the reason why Brett and I created the Marketing Impact Academy. So I just want to take a moment because many people have asked me, what is this course all about? And I want to tell you, first and foremost, it is not a course. It's the right steps in the right order. And it's like 30 courses in one. But here's what and why I created this program. It's an academy, by the way, because I get you. I know that you're going to be gung-ho and super interested. You're going to see shiny things and you're going to want to jump ahead. The way I've created the Marketing Impact Academy is so that my students, they can't jump ahead until they've done steps A, B, C, and D. Like, it doesn't make sense to start looking at how to grow your social media unless you truly have figured out every inch and every corner of your brand. What is your thing? Who are you serving? What is the language you need to use and the colors, and who are you trying to attract, and who are you, like, just your hands are together and you're on your knees praying that these people don't find you because you don't want to work with them because you like your life. And these people are annoying, and you know who you do want to help, and you know who you love, and you know what makes you happy, and you've figured out all of those things and how specifically to brand yourself and how to attract the type of lifers that are going to serve your purpose, make you happy, and help you to love the things that you do. It's figuring out, like, where these people are and how you're going to attract them and putting a plan together to do that. It's creating an email list and something that people can opt in and receive. It's doing that, y'all, before you even go on social media. It's the second you start inundating yourself with social media strategies and you haven't figured out these other things, it's like you're handcuffed to social media and it's almost impossible to get off it, to stop and to figure these things out that really matter. Because what are you doing on social media if you aren't actively sending people to a place that builds your email list? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're chasing your tail. And you're likely just thinking of yourself as a social media influencer. You're really no more than a social media influencer, which we know what's happening to that industry, if you don't have a place to serve people via your email list. I force my students because they can't move on to the next step until they've set up their email list, which frankly, you guys, it takes less than a day. But this gives people that accountability that I find. That's what I needed. You know, that's the stuff that I knew I needed to do, but it isn't that fun. But it doesn't take long. It's not hard. You just have to have somebody who's going to force you to do it and then revisit it and then figure out how to improve it. Like social media, you guys, is just, it's one little piece. Email marketing is huge. For every dollar spent on email marketing, there's up to a $40 return. We know that 88% of us check our emails every single day. And when you are subscribed to someone's email list that you really like and you enjoy, they're going to see your content versus what's happening in social media where less than 6%, in some cases even 1% of your following is seeing your content. So that means if you have 10,000 followers, if you were lucky enough to have 10,000 followers, that means less than 100 are seeing your content for a split second. You got to start building your email list. And so that's what the Marketing Impact Academy is about. And I wanted to answer that because I do know many of you, you're at the brink where you almost want to give up, or you wonder if you've chosen the wrong thing, or if you're in the wrong industry, and why you keep struggling to try to figure this stuff out. And you're listening to great podcasts, and you're even my podcast, even Build Your Tribe. It's all over the place. Sometimes we're talking about social media. Sometimes we're talking about opt-in pages. Sometimes we're talking about podcasting. It's all the content, but it's not in the right order. It can't be. It's a podcast. You know, and the same is true for anything that you're searching for the answers of how to do these things. If you don't have the right steps in the right order, you are just at the mercy of whatever is trending amongst the entrepreneurs that you know, or whatever's trending on podcasts or on YouTubes. You really do need to know the right steps in the right order. And so that is why it is so important to me to have created Marketing Impact Academy. It's my mission. It's an academy. It's not a course. It's something that you can lose interest in it, or life can get in the way and you're sending your baby off to college and you're not in work mode for a little while. You have lifetime access with this because, frankly, you're going to have to go all in, right, to really build your email list. In which case, once you've learned all how to do that, then you can take a break from whatever it is you need to learn next and really build your email list. And then you're like, huh, now I'm kind of curious about how to sell in a video. Like, how do I sell in a video? Boom, you go right back into the academy. The content is there and waiting for you when you're ready for it. And it's ordered in such a way that you do the right steps in the right order. This is not me trying to promote the Marketing Impact Academy. Frankly, this is me telling you about something that will serve you, something that I know I needed, and I think you probably do too. This is perhaps a reminder if you are already a Marketing Impact Academy student, if you signed up once and you're lost right now on what to do next, get your butt back in the academy, because remember, we're here to serve you indefinitely. You have lifetime access. Don't forget to check in on our Facebook group. When you become an Academy student, you're a lifetime Academy student, and everything is updated. Not just by me, but we have ambassadors who update every single area, and they are regularly in our Facebook group sharing with you, like, what's hot right now? Like, before it hits everybody else, what's hot right now? That's what you'll find. We're always updating the content. And if this speaks to you, if this is what you have been so frustrated with, is trying to figure out how and what to do next and the right steps, and my story sounds very much like what you're experiencing, then consider saving yourself a whole lot of time, a whole lot of frustration, and a whole lot of money by investing in the Marketing Impact Academy. Now, depending upon when you're listening to this episode, we are opening up registration for new students again. I think it's the second week of September. To learn more, you can go to marketingimpactacademy.com. And I encourage you to hit me up on Instagram, send me a DM, and let me know what your questions are. I'd love to help you there. Most importantly, I want you to know this. Every single time I've invested in someone who's been there and done that, it has rewarded me both financially and from a lifestyle perspective. I don't know about you, but I don't want to work harder. I want to work smarter. I love working. I do, but I don't want to work around the clock. I want to be able to make more so that I can do more, right? But I don't want to have to work more. I want to live more. I want to live more. And I want you to have the time and the freedom to actually feel that peace that comes from knowing that you don't have to work 24/7, that there is a smarter way to do things. And it often means knowing the right order. Thank you so much for listening today, you guys. I really do appreciate it. I hope you understand how important this is to me, like why this is my mission and why Brett and I created the Marketing Impact Academy. We obviously, you've listened to enough episodes to know that family and important relationships and actually living your life like that is really important to us. And yes, you can do both. You just need to know how. Thank you so much for listening today. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we are done. But don't forget to check it out, marketingimpactacademy.com. And I hope to see you inside.
Hey there, I'm Miller DeRay with Team Johnson. I wanted to share with you 11 ways to grow beyond 10,000 Instagram followers and monetize your page. Just go to shaleenjohnson.com/IG hacks or by clicking the link below this episode. Shalene is going to share with you tested and proven tips you can start using today to monetize your account and grow your business with Instagram. If you find these tips helpful, then you definitely want to become a member of the Marketing Impact Academy. Not only will you learn cutting-edge, up-to-date social media growth tactics for Instagram and other social media platforms, but you'll also get the exact steps you need to take to build your brand and a solid business foundation to create multiple streams of passive income and grow your business faster than you ever thought possible with, by the way, lifetime access, the only business growth and marketing course you'll ever need. Stop hustling on social media, okay? And get serious about your business growth. And now I'm excited for you to hear what just some of our students have to say about Marketing Impact Academy.
I'm a student of Shalene. She taught me how to make millions of dollars.
I am being paid six figures a year.
I went from about $50,000 a year to over $200,000.
What Marketing Impact Academy has done for me, and that was to manage my time and to streamline my business.
It's a step-by-step process, and if you follow the steps, you get a return on your investment. That is my absolute favorite part about the Marketing Impact Academy.
But also, I've applied her principles in marketing to other industries, including venture capital, products, all kinds of bizarre products. Just in the last few weeks, we closed up a Kickstarter using her principles and we raised over $400,000.
Whether you're a busy mom or just a busy person trying to juggle life and your business, I highly recommend trying Marketing Impact Academy.
You've got to learn how to market your business, and you've got to learn how to market your business the way that we are today.
I really want to recommend Marketing Impact Academy because it completely changed my life.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.